public transport matters a lot to me because I catch it every single day. I'm a huge user of public transport, bus, train, light rail, you name it, I catch it. And that got me thinking about some of the downsides to public transport. There's a lot of things that annoy me about how people conduct themselves on public transport. You get the people talking loudly on their phone, and you might remember from the ABC show The Chaser, they had a recurring segment that was very funny called Clive the Slightly Too Loud Commuter.
He's on the bus and train, his phone calls are a pain. He's Clive the Slightly Too Loud Commuter.
Hello, is that Dr. Beattie? It's Clive. Yeah, I'm calling because my wife has started lactating. Yeah, but it's not milk. Well, as far as I can tell, it seems to be apple cider.
Now, that might be satirical, but it also hits a little bit close to home if you have had to sit in a carriage with someone making a very loud and very personal phone call. Some other pet peeves that people have are the music headbangers, the man spreaders. That's where often men will sit with their legs wide apart, taking up about three seats instead of one. And there's actually a hilarious website you should check out. It's called savingroomforcats.tumblr.com. And someone in New York takes photos of man spreaders and photoshops cats in those spaces that someone else should be sitting in. We'll put a link to that on our Facebook page. It's very, very funny. There's also those people who think that their bag is entitled to a seat. And there's people who sit in the aisle and refuse to shuffle over when more people get on the train. It reminds me of this quote from Fight Club.
Now a question of etiquette. As I pass, do I give you the ass or the crotch?
I always find it hard when you have to get past someone that's not moving. Do you give them the ass or do you give them the crotch? Who knows? There's also people with no courtesy. There's people who make out publicly, people who perform their beauty routine on the train. My producer saw someone the other day cutting nails on the train. But it's not all bad as well. I mean, public transport can bring out the best in people. You see people standing up to racism that they see, and you see people helping other people get on or giving up their seat. And there's a very adorable thing that's been happening to me lately as I've come into afters each morning. It's very, very early because of the breakfast show. And I catch a bus from Central Station, and there's about six bus stops, and they're all completely empty except for the bus stop I have to go to, where it's full of about 30 people, and they're huddling together very, very, very closely like penguins. If you can picture an empty street, but with this 30 plus huddle of people all standing together at the bus stop. And I like to think it's for warmth or it's for companionship. I mean, no one's talking to anyone. It's just this penguin huddle, but it's really beautiful. And you don't see that quite so much as it gets later in the day and the public transport gets more crowded. I'd love to hear from you. What are your public transport experiences? Do you catch trains or buses in Sydney? Do you hate it? Do you love it? Have you got any good stories? Have you got any bad stories? Give me a call. That number is 9805-6686. First up, Ryan. Ryan, you've had a pretty negative experience recently.
Yeah, the other night, I was catching the bus home. There was just this young fella who was a bit of a lad, bit of a hooligan. And just insanely loud on his phone with the most abusive language here to what I assume was his girlfriend. And just the whole bus just sitting there, you know, wishing this dude would just shut the hell up. It was pretty rude and unenjoyable, really. And that's why I prefer not to catch the bus.
Thanks for your call, Ryan. Yeah, pretty horrible experience. And I think things like that do put people off public transport. Now, I've got another caller on the line. What's your experience?
I actually were on the train this morning, jammed in like a sardine, as you usually are, and some guy was talking to his girlfriend over the top of me and had the worst ever morning breath. Like, seriously, hadn't even brushed his teeth probably. Disgustingly gross thing ever.
Oh, no, and you couldn't do anything because you're packed in like sardines.
Jammed in like a sardine, absolutely no personal space, can't escape the morning breath.
Oh, no, has that put you off? Will you keep catching public transport?
I have no choice.
Oh, well, hopefully morning breath man brushes his teeth tomorrow morning if you're in the same carriage as him.
Hope.